Dateline Washington, Monday, September 22nd, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the congressional negotiations begin. President Bush wants a final vote in the House and Senate this week on a $700 billion bailout plan for the nation's financial institutions. New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett joins us to talk about his misgivings about this idea in general and what he's seeing in terms of the negotiations between Republicans and Democrats. Also in this edition, what would actually be best for the nation? Terry Jones, associate editor at Investors Business Daily, joins us to talk about what ought to be in this financial bailout package up on Capitol Hill and what the long-term impact could be if the wrong terms are put into this legislation. Plus, Ahmadinejad is back in the United States. The Iranian leader is set to address the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly this week. We'll talk about what his strategy will be while he's here, as well as his latest violation of nuclear inspectors from the UN. We'll talk about it all with Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in exile and the man who first warned the world about Iran's latest nuclear ambitions. And picking up the pieces in Pakistan, after the deadly blast at the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad on Saturday, we'll talk with terrorism expert David Gardenstein-Ross from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about what we can learn from the blast, about who may be responsible for it, and what road lies ahead for the new government in Pakistan. All that, plus the day in Congress and in business, follows Monday's top news. And as mentioned, the president's proposed $700 billion financial system rescue plan is on Capitol Hill, and he wants votes by the middle to latter part of this week. Key congressional leaders have already been briefed on the proposal that reportedly calls for the Treasury Department to buy hundreds of billions of dollars in bad loans at deep discounts from banks both in the United States and abroad. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, who's been at the heart of putting this plan together, made the rounds on the Sunday morning chat shows. He says we need to be clean and quick and get this deal in place to make sure that our economy does not collapse.
We felt this was the best way to stabilize the situation, unclog the system so that it can work. What I'm saying is we need this to be clean and quick, and we need to get it in place.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says, though, he plans to ask some tough questions as the Bush administration's proposal goes before Congress this week. Cornyn says in this economically trying time, Democrats and Republicans need to rise above partisan politics and work in the best interests of the American people. He says protecting taxpayers must be the first priority of Congress. On Sunday, Secretary Paulson said that was his first priority as well, telling NBC's Meet the Press the bailout is necessary for the benefit primarily of the taxpayers.
What we need to do right now is stabilize the markets, and this is for the benefit of the taxpayers. We're doing this to the American public. Then once we get behind this and get this stabilized, there's a lot we can talk about in terms of reform.
Secretary Paulson also on Sunday morning telling Fox News Sunday that he did not want to do a bailout, but he said it was absolutely necessary.
I don't like the fact that we have to do this. I hate the fact that we have to do it, but it's better than the alternative. And once we stabilize the markets, we then have to take actions to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have reportedly drawn up a counterproposal to the Treasury Department's financial plan. Reports say the Democratic proposal would put limits on executive compensation and would award the government shares in the firms dumping assets in the bailout. The counterproposal also calls for an oversight board to limit the powers of the Treasury Department. The board would include the heads of the Federal Reserve, FDIC, and SEC. The Democratic plan also puts a review provision into the bailout plan. Meanwhile, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Barney Frank of Massachusetts, says the Bush administration has agreed to changes in its initial plan just sent up the Hill in the past couple of days. The changes include accepting a stake in institutions unloading assets under the plan. In other news, Japan's largest bank is planning to buy a stake in Wall Street giant bank Morgan Stanley. The Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group has indicated it plans to buy as much as a 20% stake in Morgan Stanley. The news sent Morgan Stanley stock surging more than 10% before the opening bell on Wall Street Monday. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs have been seeking safe harbor after a week that saw Lehman Brothers file for bankruptcy and Merrill Lynch agreeing to sell itself to Bank of America. Again, more details on the bailout plan as the week goes on. In a moment, we'll hear reaction to the current negotiations on Capitol Hill from New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett. Later in the edition, reaction to the plan from John McCain and Barack Obama, as well as experts on the economy in the academic field. Right now, that's a look, though, at Monday's top news.